The Bible is an epic saga. It began when God created the world, and that the world knew no death. It knew no sickness, and it knew no evil. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they became sinful beings, and all their offspring after them. The whole world became what the Bible calls the dominion of darkness. But if the darkness of sin were to enter God's holy presence, God's nature would be changed, and that is impossible. So to ensure that sin and darkness could not live forever, God had to bring death into the world so that sin would die.
But God is a loving God, and he did not want his beloved humans to die apart from him. So God made a way to put sin to death without destroying the sinners themselves.
Yes. So God made a promise that he would one day send a Savior who would save mankind. For those who trusted in God's promise, the scriptures in Colossians 1, 13 and 14 were true. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins.
And so that we can make a way for that Savior, God chose one man. That man's name was Abraham, to be the father of a new nation, a brand new nation, a people chosen by God to show the world their need for the promised Savior. And that nation was Israel.
From slavery in Egypt to becoming a powerful nation, God showed the world that he could bring it out of slavery to sin and into his light.
But following God must be a choice. And as Israel prepared to settle in their new home, Joshua, the servant of God, challenged the nation with these words from Joshua 24:15. He says, "Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
And sadly, in many years that followed, a great many people chose darkness instead of choosing God. And the great nations of Israel and Judah were destroyed. God had shown the world that man could never save himself from their own darkness. Yet, there was a small number of faithful servants of God who had held close to his ways and trusted in God's promised Savior. And finally, after 400 years in silence by God, the promised light rose up the earth like the sun.
The long-promised Savior had come to earth, and his name was Jesus.
But although Jesus' appearance on earth fulfilled hundreds of years of biblical prophecy, this Savior was not the fierce warrior that the world expected. Instead, the Savior was a meek and humble servant.
And while Jesus did many miraculous things and taught many amazing truths, very few people understood who he really was or why he had even come. His teachings cut straight to the heart. And the so-called religious leaders of that day became angry, and they wanted Jesus dead. And so they spread lies about him, and they worked with the crowds, and they worked the crowds into a large fury until the ruling Roman authorities felt pressured to have Jesus put to death on a cross.
But although Jesus had complete power to save his own life, that was not why he had come. The death of Jesus was the center of God's plan to save mankind. For even though Jesus had never sinned, he took all the sin of every man, woman, and child who trusted in him from the past, the present, and the future, and he put all that sin upon himself.
Then, when Jesus died, the sin of all who trusted in him died with him. And as it says in 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but was made alive by the Spirit."
And he was made alive, because on the third day after Jesus died, he rose back to life. The sin of all those who put trust in him was left dead in the grave, but Jesus was alive.
And in that amazingly heroic act, Jesus had destroyed sin, had destroyed the barrier that kept man away from God, and had destroyed death all in one fell swoop.
And shortly after, Jesus went back into heaven, leaving us with a brand new promise. He was going to return someday, this time, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
And so now the last battle in this great war belongs to us. This time of waiting for the return of Jesus is for us, to give us time to choose him. Even today, if we will put our trust in Jesus, our sin will be counted among those that Jesus has put to death. We are in an epic saga to each part of it, and our role is to make a choice right now, here today, and will we remain in the darkness, or will we come into God's light? And you can make that choice right now simply by asking Jesus to be your Savior. And you know, this week, one thing I talked with each one of these Scar Force Jedi cadets about is it's one thing to learn stories about Jesus. It's another thing to choose to believe yourself and to make a decision to make him your Savior and Lord. And you know, that same invitation that I extended to the kids, I extend to all of you. I know it's very possible for a person to go to church, maybe go to church for a long time, and they can add a lot to their learning. They might be able to win a Bible trivia game by saying, well, I know all these things, for I know these Bible stories, or I know these Christian songs, or I know what they actually do at church. But having all that knowledge and taking a step for yourself to say, I believe in Jesus, and he is going to be my Lord, and I'm going to follow him. That is a decision that makes a huge change. Because it's not you trying to make yourself better. It's not you trying to take care of your problems. It's you putting yourself in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he has taken care of the sin problem that we can't take care of. He will forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse your heart. In fact, the scriptures say he'll give you a new heart. It says that sin has a way of making our hearts kind of hard and calloused, and he puts a new heart within us, a new heart that will be sensitive to the things of God. It's like we become alive on the inside. But that's a choice that we have to make. And I'd like to ask each one of you now, if you'd bow your heads with me. And you know, I would just like to say, if this is something that you've heard about and maybe you've thought about and you've never made that step yourself, it's an easy thing to do. It's as easy as in your own heart, opening yourself up and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. I'm going to lead you in a little prayer right now, and if this is something that you feel like now's the time for you and you'd like to do, I'd like you to pray along with me. You can either pray silently in your heart or you can pray aloud, and the prayer goes like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe in you, and I want you to be my Lord. Forgive me of my sins, and come and live in my life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it seems like a simple prayer, but that whole act of opening up our hearts to him is an act that he hears from heaven. And he comes in power, and you're going to be amazed what you're going to start sensing new beginning growing within you. Well, for all of our young ones, I say I hope you had a great fun at Scar Force Jedi Academy. And I hope that you'll mind what you've learned and live by God's word. The saber of light.
I know, I'll try.
No, not try. Do or not do. There is no try.
Wait, you mean I have to be perfect all the time?
No, you still make mistakes. But the point is, God has forgiven you of those mistakes already. And you just have to make your mind up that when you make a mistake or sin, you just need to admit that to God, that you have sinned. And turn away from the sin. That's the most important part. And if you do that, then Jesus' sacrifice has already paid for it.
Like Jesus said in John 8:31, if you'll hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. A Jedi is not merely a believer in Jesus, but a disciple, one who follows Jesus in everything every day, and one who gets back on the right path whenever he makes a mistake. Only when your whole life is committed to honoring God are you a true Jedi. But for those who live as Jedis, who work to honor God in everything, even when it's hard, there will be great rewards.
Rewards? What rewards?
Well, more rewards than you can imagine.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit.
Well, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." All Jedis, Jesus' disciples, will one day be rewarded by God as he sees fit. And one of those rewards is that the Bible calls a crown of glory.
Wait a second. God is going to reward us for being faithful? That sounds kind of backwards. From everything that I've learned this week, it sounds like God is the one who should be getting all the rewards.
That's right, JJ. Without God, none of us could do anything. We wouldn't even be here. If any of us do anything deserving of reward, it's because God made it possible for us.
Mm-hmm. And that's why one day in heaven, when God has given us all our crowns of glory for obeying him, we will all cast our crowns right back at him. We see a preview of that in Revelation chapter 4, when the elders in heaven lay their crowns down before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created, and they have their being."
That is pretty awesome.
It is awesome. And I've been reminded of what God did for me these past few days. And I've realized that I haven't been living fully for God. I haven't loved him like I should. And I'm not going to just try to live for God anymore. I'm done trying. I'm going to be all in for God.
Then I think that we should have a prayer for you and for people like you too, Luna. Let's pause. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that there are some that have come to the Scar Force Jedi Academy who have known about you. They would have considered themselves Jesus followers before they ever arrived. But this week, they've been challenged to be all in. And I pray, Lord, you'd bless each of these. And I pray, Lord, that maybe this would mark the beginning of a whole new chapter in their walk with you. Bless them and keep them. Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lucas. I love you.
I know.
I have a good feeling about this.
Well, it's been a great time here at Scar Force Jedi Academy, but our time has come to an end.
Can I close us in prayer? Would I be allowed to do that?
You're all clear, kid. All now right. Let's pray this thing and go home.
All right, cool. Let's all pray together one last time, fellow Jedis. Let's thank God for all he has done, and let's ask him to help us follow him and walk in the way of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this week. We thank you for the children who have come to learn about God and to worship with us. Today on Sunday, God, it is a special Sunday, not just because we're doing VBS, Lord, but because we can feel that you are working in the lives of these children. We thank you for every moment that you are present in their lives so that they know who you are. Be with us, God, as we go from here. Keep us strong and close to you. We love you, Lord, and in your name, amen. Now, mind what you have learned. Save it, you can.
Well, on the last day of the training academy, each one of the cadets made a crown. And this is kind of how we closed Scar Force Jedi Academy, with the Jedi Pledge. And I'd like to invite all of you, if you can, if you are capable of standing, please join me in standing. Everyone here. And let's repeat after me. I'm a disciple of Jesus.
I'm a disciple of Jesus.
I will not walk in darkness.
I will not walk in darkness.
But I will trust in the light of life.
I will trust in the light of life.
I will continue in God's word.
I will continue in God's word.
And be a true disciple of Jesus.
And be a true disciple of Jesus.
Whatever I do,
whatever I do,
I will do for the glory of God.
I will do for the glory of God.
I will let the light of Christ shine in my life.
I will let the light of life shine in my life.
And I will work to grow in wisdom.
I will work to grow in wisdom.
I will seek justice.
I will seek justice.
Love mercy.
Love mercy.
Walk humbly with my God.
Walk humbly with my God.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Amen.